You've got to, and then you've got to go and you've got to be inconvenienced because you've got to go and drive out to the auto repair, the body repair shop. And those body shops are not located in nice places near the shopping mall. So you can, you know, go to Barnes and Noble while you know, get some coffee. It's in like the, whatever the worst part of town, even if you think that you don't have a bad part of town where you live, that's where you'll have to go to the body shop and you'll
Let's
go.
Let's not impugn the reputation of body shop owners.
Then. No, the owners are fine.
Perfectly nice people.
They just have to locate their things way out in the middle of nowhere behind the big iron gates. So you go there and then you sit there and you wait and the guy comes out and then he has to write up the estimate and the estimate takes forever and it comes out as twice as high and you say, well, I'm paying this out of pocket. Oh, well, let me do another estimate for you then. And they go, well, do you want real parts or do you want aftermarket parts? So what are aftermarket parts? Well, they're basically piece of crap parts that are just like the originals, but we spray paint them here. And they won't perfectly match, but we'll paint other parts of your car to make them match. And you better not like go through a regular car wash because the paint will come off. But no, they're fine. And then you have that. And then in the back of your mind, you know that it's not going to be as good, but you go with the aftermarket parts because they're less than half as much as the regular parts. So of course you go with them and they can get them much, much sooner. And then you drop your car off and maybe your insurance company gets you a loaner car. Maybe they get you a rental car, which is going to suck and it's not going to have the car seat in it and it's not going to fit right. And you're not going to be able to do all the things you normally do. And then they're going to take two or three times as long to get the repair actually done on your car than you ever thought it would possibly take. And the insurance money isn't going to cover everything because, see, when they took that bumper off, they found underneath it there was more damage and they can try to send it back to the insurance. But if you do that, it's going to take an extra week. So do you just want us to do it now? Yeah, okay, fine, we'll do it now. We'll pay the difference. Then they do it. It comes back. It looks pretty good. But now the door creaks and it didn't used to creak. And, you have your car back and you've lost, you know, weeks and hours of your time and you've driven around a crappy car. Or you can just leave the dent. Well, you can't leave a dent on a BMW, can you?